Is it a good day to run? Is it
sure.
A good, is it a good day to get out and
go early?
Test your mental and physical strength, Craig. It's the Spartan Race. For more than 10 years, it's one of the premier adventure race series in the world, because 200 events in 30 countries. The U.S. Army has teamed up with Spartan to promote it this time around. And we have with us from the U.S. Army, Major John Adams. Good morning, John. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
All right. Let's talk about this Spartan race. What's the components of this, and why do people participate in it?
So the Spartan race is a variety of events, and they actually are a sprint, the beast, the super beast, the ultra beast, and these courses can range from 3 miles to marathon distances and have over 20 obstacles designed to challenge both yourself mentally and physically per race. Now, competitors must race to the finish. They must complete all the obstacles in order to earn their medals and to, you know, that personal achievement of making the race. The terrain types per each event vary based on the course, but Spartan's great at taking the natural reef features of each of the locations where they go and incorporating those land features into the course design, which really results in a unique experience, you know, for the race and the participants.
When you talk about the mental aspect, the problem solving, what kind of problems do they need to solve?
So, like I mentioned, there's over 20-something obstacles per course. Some of these can range from rope climbs to rock wall kind of climbs to mud pits to different types of obstacles, which sometimes may need somebody to help you out with. Now, Spartan, you can run the race courses either as an individual or you can sign up as a team. And much like Army Reserve Service and Army Service, we rely on our teammates and our buddies to help us get through our, you know, to overcome our obstacles. So that's why it's a real great partnership that we feel is a great fit for the Army and the Army Reserve as well.
How is that course is sort of similar to Army training? I guess the teamwork is one part of it, but I guess a lot of the sort of just endurance is part of it too.
Absolutely. Think of basic training, right? All the movies we've all watched throughout our lives, you see the drill sergeants howling at you, and you're trying to get through each of the courses and the obstacle courses, and each day is day in and day out, constantly straining you and challenging you physically and mentally. Spartan captures that, but does it instead of going to basic training for 60 days to 90 days, it does it in a weekend or even a day in some of their races. So a lot of similarities of just pushing someone's mental capability, their endurance levels, their physical capabilities, all. It's just all go, go, go from the time you get there all the way through the finish line.
How do you find a course that works for what you need?
So you can go to Spartan.com, and on there they have an amazing amount of races. We've only partnered up with them for 8 races this year throughout the country, but there are many, many more. So you can go on and find a location near wherever you're from, and take a look at that course. It could be one of the marathon courses, and if you're not ready for that, maybe in the adjacent area around your region, there's a day course or a course that's located like in a stadium. They do a lot of stadium events. Our first event is here in D.C. at the National Capitol Park, and that's a stadium event, one-day event. So there's all different types of ranges of events that would fit your physical capabilities and also, you know, not to mention, you can bring the family along. You can bring your friends along to watch. They have spectator events as well.
I see they have something coming up in Ohio down to Garrettsville called Ohio Beast and Sprint Weekend. And, Craig, under one of the things here, it says, you know, they ask tips and says what to wear. It says there's no dress code, but you'll be running in mud and water, climbing hills and mountains, under barbed wire, and jumping fire. I don't know if, after I'm reading that, I'm thinking, what have I gotten myself into? What kind of training or preparations would you offer for somebody who's looking to do this?
So we have something in the military called the performance triad. It's getting quality sleep, engaging in activity, and your nutrition. So I would take a look at that race that you're planning to go to. Look at the activities. They list all of the different types of, you mentioned a few already, but take a look at all of them and think to yourself, how would I be able to train for those events around my house? Now, we're not offering or advising you to start a fire and jumping through it in your backyard, but you definitely get an idea of what kind of events you're going to be doing. So start training for that. Also, the food, your nutrition, stay away from all those, you know, those foods we all tend to like once in a while, and make sure you're getting plenty of carbs and lots of basically lots of hydration prior to the event. When you get closer to the event, sleep becomes important as well. So all of those three categories, making sure you're understanding the course, its design, you're eating well, you're getting enough rest, and then you're also kind of stretching out those muscle groups that are similar to what those obstacles will look like when you get to the race. If you do all those three things, you should be in good shape.
What about dry socks? I always hear dry socks are important for that sort of thing. You want to make sure your feet are comfortable because they're the ones that are going to get you everywhere you go.
Yeah. Absolutely. Show up with dry socks. Don't come in there wet.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to end? Are you going to leave with dry socks? Probably not.
Probably not.
But have a pair to change into. Exactly.
Wow. Have you ever participated in a course like this outside of the military, I guess, I might add? You know, on your own spare time.
Yeah, I've done some adventure races. I have not yet to do a Spartan. My first one will be coming up here in 12 May, which is around the corner. But I've been in the military for over 25 years, so I've been through a lot of courses, a lot of training, a lot of stuff that's tested my mental and physical ability. So I think I'm gonna be all right with Spartan.
What was the feeling once you finally got through one of these courses, like for the first time? Was there a point where you kind of, I would assume, passed your expectations?
Absolutely, and I did it with a team. One of the adventure races previously, we did it as a team. So there was four of us, and we were running through, and we're pulling each other out of mud pits and helping each other get over walls and things, and you're just pushing each other, hanging in there, encouraging each other to keep going. When you cross that finish line, whether it's an individual or as a team, that feeling is just amazing. You feel like you've accomplished something that, you know, you set out to do, you planned for, you trained for, and you've actually accomplished it. And you get your headbands, you get your medals from the race sponsors, and it's just an amazing feeling. Feel like you really did something great. And it was all positive. Everyone's having a great time. Everybody's having an amazing time, really, because it's just the excitement and the adrenaline that just surrounds these races. It's amazing. And that's it's something that we share in the Army Reserve, you know, with part-time service. You know, it helps you become successful in your civilian career on top of serving the military part-time and staying home in your community. So it's everything just is parallel, threads in between each other. It's just a great fit for the Army Reserve.
And where can we go now to find more information about jumping fire and running through barbed wire and getting muddy?
Well, it's two places. One, definitely for the Spartan race, which is Spartan.com. And if you're more interested in learning about Army Reserve service, it's at GoArmyReserve.com.
Sounds good. Major Adams, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a great day.